So in this video, we're going to look at making product mockups, also known as e-covers. And so when selling products, we want to very often create a mockup of how the product looks, you know, without having to spend thousands of dollars in a professional photo shoot. And for digital products like software or ebooks, having a real kind of looking e-cover software box creates a real perceived value. And so very often when you're looking to buy a digital product, even though the product doesn't physically exist anywhere on planet Earth, you know, it's just completely done digitally and distributed digitally, it's going to have like a very often have like this kind of e-cover box image to create that sense of physicality and real perceived value. And so it can be very useful for creating that value, actually building out these product mockups, these e-covers. So here are a few ways to create these types of product mockups using AI. DALL-E is the best tool for e-covers, especially with AI agents. It's actually built into the Agent X tool is a specific task for creating these e-covers. The prompt that I recommend you use to start with is futuristic software e-cover with XXX text on the front cover and XXX icons on the white background. So say, for example, I was doing it for this course, I would say with AI whisperer text on the front cover and maybe robot icons, and that should actually be a comma there on white background, and that's going to create like a really solid image. And the reason that we're finishing off with on white background is so we can take that image and then, you know, upload it very easily to bring it into Canva or ClipDrop and use the background removal to remove the image. And if you don't do a white background, sometimes the image will kind of blend into the background, and it can make it difficult for the background remover to actually work. Very often as well, what I will do is I will make a mockup in DALL-E, and I will then remove the text. So, you know, DALL-E will create this stunning e-cover, but of course it won't be with my logo, even if it gets the text right, which it often doesn't. The actual logo itself will be slightly different. And so I'll remove the text with ClipDrop, and then I'll open it up in an image editing tool such as GIMP, and use the perspective tool to overlay my logo on the front cover. And there's also a few other ways to create these kinds of product medias, these mockups. And there is a trick with a tool called serve.com, which allows you to create e-covers and logos, and I'll give you the code for that. I'm also going to give you my remixable AI tool, which I actually built with GPT. I may link to the course where I talk about how I did this, but this one was entirely built with ChatGPT, and it allows you to create very, very quick e-covers and logos, which I do use in some projects. You know, when I just want to really quickly create something, I'll go to this tool. And like I say, this is a single page app that was created with GPT, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And then also, if you do have a physical product, something, you know, like a piece of clothing or a piece of electronics or something that you want to sell, Luma Labs does now have a video to 3D where you can take a short video of a product, like on a stand, you know, something like that. You can kind of rotate around it and then upload that video to Luma, and Luma will then return a 3D version of it. Although I've not tried that because I don't really sell physical products too much, but it is something to be aware of. So I think that covers it for this video, and I'll see you guys in the next one.